Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school basketball.
Anderson kicks it over to Sundquist. Thinking about the three, dance it a little bit, gets it down to the baseline. The short jumper is up and in for Josh Earsom.
Today, it's live coverage of the boys' state tournament in Lincoln featuring the Loomis Wolves. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
13-footer, no. And the rebound's going to be yanked down with plenty of time here for Loomis. Houston's third board gets it down low and a layup for Caleb Anderson.
Loomis is back at state for the first time since 2007 and looks to use their wild card to qualify for a fifth state final in school history. It's the Loomis Wolves State Basketball coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln for all the action right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And once again, we are at Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln for the final game of the state boys basketball semifinals here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Day two wraps up in the D2 semifinals between the Loomis Wolves and the Howells Bobcats. Howells, who has been so strong, obviously, in football, also has been very, very formidable in basketball. They made it to the state championship last year in D1 and are the runner-up. And, of course, their girls won it in D1 last year. They were the runner-up in D2 this year to Why Not. Why Not was just defeated in their semifinal game by Giltner. Giltner will head on to the state championship and try to defend unbeaten at 27-0 on the season, a 49-38 win over Why Not. Why Not was actually up 28-23 in that basketball game, and a 16-0 run by Giltner put them on their way to the victory. Omaha South has beaten Papillion La Vista in the other 7 o'clock game in Class A, 63-51, with a monstrous 33-point fourth quarter. We will take a look at the starting lineups and have a whole lot more for you coming up after this on Classic Hits.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck at the state basketball tournament this week. We are proud of the successful seasons that Shelton, Gibbon, Wood River, and Kennesaw had this winter and look forward to supporting and reporting on all spring activities in the Shelton Clipper, Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to www.clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, Wood River, and Kennesaw. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates?
And we are back here in Pershing Auditorium. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as we get ready for this D2 state semifinal matchup. We've had some pretty good matchups throughout the state of Nebraska today, and we're looking for another good one here this evening to wrap up this semifinal Friday. And we're glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Earlier today, here's how things worked out. As we said in Class A, it was Omaha South defeating Papillion La Vista 63-51. Omaha Central and Lincoln North Star are just getting ready to do battle. In Class B, South Sioux City beat Omaha Grove 71-60 and Scotts Bluff edged Beatrice 61-60. In C1, Wahoo won a thriller over Minden 73-69 and Boys Town won a squeaker over Bishop Newman 76-68. In C2, Ravenna down Hardington Cedar Catholic 79-50, and Lutheran High Northeast was tied with North Platte St. Pat's at 50 and ends up winning the game 58-51. O'Neill St. Mary's, a 45-44 winner over Humphrey St. Francis. Pawnee City beat High Plains 52-31. And as we said in the game that just finished up here at Pershing, it was Giltner 49 and Wynot 38. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off for the Howells Bobcats, number 10 is a 5'11" senior, Mitch Bellina, averages 5.3 rebounds a game. Number 22, 6'5" senior, is Brian Beyer, averages 14 points. He's the leading scorer and right about 9 rebounds a game. Number 24, 6'1" senior, is Trent Musney, 4.5 points, 2 rebounds a game. Number 30, a 6'4" junior, Matt Gooch, 9 points, 7 boards. And number 40, 6'5" senior, Jordan Brakacic, 8.5 points, 7.5 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Howells Bobcats is Scott Lamberty. Assistant coach is Jordan Brebite. They are 25-1, ranked second in the state. They opened the season with a loss to Stanton and have now rattled off 25 consecutive wins. They defeated Scribner, Snyder, and Dodge in the sub-districts, Elkhorn Valley in the district final, and yesterday here at the state tournament, Howells had a battle but defeated Layton 60-46. They trailed 41-40 midway through the fourth quarter. Same starting lineup for the Loomis Wolves tonight. Number 12, 6-foot senior, is Clay McNall, leading scorer at 15 points a ball game. Number 22, 5'11 senior, is Kalen Anderson. Number 30, 6-foot junior, Shane Sundquist. Number 32, 6'2" junior, Josh Earsom. And number 42, 6'1" senior, Matt Houston. Yesterday, big, big game for McNall and Sundquist, 24 and 23 points, respectively. Head coach is Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka. Loomis is now 18-6 on the season, ranked ninth in the state of Nebraska. They defeated Axtell and Bertrand in the sub-districts and then lost to Giltner in the district final. A win here tonight gives them a rematch with Giltner in the state championship. And yesterday, Loomis coach Steve Johnson said his team played their best game of the year in a 72-54 win over Sterling. They'll probably need an equal effort tonight to pull off the upset of second-ranked and top-seed Howells. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. We'll tip off the semifinals right after this on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? Like giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Loomis, the visitors tonight, wearing the green uniforms and white trim. Howells is the home team with the white uniforms and orange trim with black. They will go from left to right. Loomis from right to left along your radio dial, and we're ready to get the state semifinals underway. The ball is in the air, and Loomis will control the opening tip. Loomis trying to get back to state for the to the finals for the first time since 2005. Howells, who was there last year in D1, tries to get there in D2, and Loomis turns it over on the opening possession. Just a simple pass out on the right wing, could not connect on that, and it'll go to Howells. And Loomis will put a little pressure on. Yesterday, it was a battle with Sterling in that first quarter. A ton of fouls were called, especially on Loomis. Then they settled down, and their defense was swarming. They'll try to do that here as Howells gets it down low. A little backdoor cut layup to Matt Gooch. Gooch off a nice pass, makes it 2-0. Howells with the lead. Loomis to Sundquist. He drives, draws contact. That would have been a foul last night. It's not tonight. The rebound brought down by Matt Gooch. and he'll get it out ahead to Bellinum. A lot of these names, of course, familiar from the state football playoffs and all the good things that they've done. Howell's great wrestling program, good basketball team, good football team, great everywhere that you want to use those superlatives as. It'll be Howells with the basketball, up 2-0. Skip pass to the right wing, driving is Musney, and he'll hit the running jumper on the baseline from 8 feet. 4-0, Howells quickly out to the lead. Remember last night, though, Loomis fell behind pretty big early on and rallied in that basketball game. Earson with it in the left-hand corner, cut off from the baseline by Bellinum, throws it out top to Anderson, who swings it over to Sundquist. Sundquist goes back to Anderson, fires a long three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Beyer of Howells. So a good start here for Howells, not so much for Loomis, as they fire into the right-hand corner. Get it there to Musney, and a travel called as he tries to get it inside to Brian Beyer. Loomis last night had a big second quarter, hitting a few threes. Rallied from a 17-13 deficit at that point. It was bigger. And they went up 35-29 of the third and ended up winning the basketball game with a 72-point performance. Only the second time they'd won over 70 points in regulation this year. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good by McNall. And out of bounds it goes, but it was last touched by Howells. Last night for Loomis, 23 for McNall and 24 for Shane Sundquist, which included 11 free throws as they get it into Sundquist, and he misses it from 8 feet. Got the inbound, tried to bank it in, and it's scooted out of there. Beyer with the rebound. Outlet pass goes out of bounds. Last touch by Loomis. 2 minutes into the state semifinals. Howells 4 and Loomis nothing. Giltner would love to play Howells from the football standpoint because Howells has ended their season, which has been outstanding 3 years in a row. Loomis wants to get a rematch. Driving the bucket. Shot up no good underneath by Musney. Rebound to Beyer. Shot blocked by Kalen Anderson. I believe it was down there. And it'll stay as it goes out of bounds to Howells. Throw it all the way out to the center circle, trying to set up in the right-hand corner with Musney. He's not there, so they'll reverse it over to Bellina. Bellina drives, puts it up. It's short. Great offensive rebound, but back up and in by Beyer. Beyer already with four boards here to start the ball game, and it is 6-0 Bobcats. Here comes Anderson. Leaves McNall. Gives it underneath to Houston to Sundquist. Baseline jumper. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound brought down by Brakacic. And as well as Loomis shot last night, they're cold here early on. 6-0 Howells leading the Wolves. It was a great crowd on hand in the transition between last game and this game as Gooch fires up a three from the top of the key. No good. Sundquist with the rebound. Wants to run the floor and leaves it off on the right side to McNall. And McNall has his shot stuffed by Gooch. And Gooch gets the loose basketball. And up the floor on the left wing with it is Bellina. Bellina drives all the way in the paint. Stops, probably walked, didn't call it. Shot's no good. Rebound brought down by Anderson as he took two steps, then did the jump stop. As McNall brings it into the front court, goes right baseline. And the ball is stripped away. Loomis with their second turnover. And we've played 2 minutes and 20 seconds, or excuse me, 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and nothing there for Loomis so far. 6-0 Howells. As they will slow it down as they get it into the front court. Holding the basketball at the top. Circle is Musney. Swings it right side. The left-hander, Bellina, throws up the three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gooch, and he will be fouled. So a very tall Howells team. 6'4", 6'5", 6'5", along that front line. And big and physical. The foul is on Kalen Anderson. That's the first foul of the game on either team. And at the line will be Matt Gooch to shoot two. The first one is on the way, no good. Into the ball game now for Loomis. They'll bring their big man in Matt Gray. As far as height, he's 6'5". And Kyle Rademacher will check in as well, setting it 6'1". Two free throws. The first one was no good. Now Gooch fires the second one. On the way, and it's off the heel, no good. Over the back to get the rebound, though, is Beyer, and he puts it up and in. He just showed some great vertical there because he was well boxed out by Matt Houston and he just jumped over the top of him. It is 8-0 Howells. Skip pass over in front of us to Earson. Back over for the three-pointer Houston. It's off the iron, no good. One and done again. Bellina with the rebound. The rebound's right now unofficially 9-2 already. Howells 3:50 to go here in quarter number one. Howell's up 8-0. Backdoor cut. Layup is up and in for Trent Musty. Timeout on the floor, Loomis. Well, this is not the way either team started last night. Howells was in a battle with Layton. Loomis was behind a little bit in their ball game, but at least we're scoring some points. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Howells 10, Loomis nothing. You're listening to the State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Holdridge.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, Loomis uses a 30-second timeout, and Houston is going to drive in, have his shot blocked out of bounds. He was sandwiched, and Gooch came over for the help and basically blocked it out of bounds with his elbow. Loomis will square the lane now on the inbounds pass. Gray goes into the deep left-hand corner to McNall. Back to Gray in the corner. Takes it out top to Houston, left of the key. Matt, one dribble. Swings it over to the right side. McNall off the screen. Can't get the three away. Tries to drive. He's cut off there by Gooch. Pass goes up top to Gray. Bounce pass to the baseline. Handling the basketball is Houston. Gets it to Gray. Short jumper off the glass is no good. And the rebound comes down to Luke Hegeman, who came in during the timeout. Loomis just can't make anything early on here. They're good enough to make a run, but they cannot allow Howells to get too big of a lead here. It is 10-0. Bobcats on top. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Also in there is Brady Prester now on the left wing. High post they go to Gooch. Back up top to Bellina. Bellina swings it on the left side. No shot there, and Gooch takes it to the top of the circle. Left elbow. The jumper is no good by Beyer, and the rebound brought down by Matt Gray. So Howells finally missed one. Didn't score that trip down the floor. With it on the right wing is McNall. Drives to the baseline. Runner in traffic. It's no good, but he tipped it in. Clay McNall sticks with it, tips it in. First points of the semifinal for Loomis. 10-2 Howells, 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. Now Loomis can put that trap on, nearly stolen by McNall, but Bellina has it into the front court. They go. It's the catch-22. Loomis needs to score to pull on the pressure. That's what they did to beat Sterling yesterday, just forced them into a ton of turnovers. Here's Gooch, baseline, throws it up with the left hand, is offhand, and scores. Tough shot, and Gooch hit it. And that's the kind of first quarter it's been for the Bobcats. 12-2 Howells. Loomis basketball. Gray now in the left-hand corner to Earsom. Earsom uses his dribble up, has to kick it out of the wing. Loomis has had some trouble making any kind of penetration. And the ball is batted out of bounds by Brester. Back in comes Kalen Anderson and Sundquist. Houston and McNall will come out. So Sundquist, Anderson, Earsom, Gray, and Rademacher on the floor right now for the Loomis Wolves. But they trail 12-2, 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Sundquist trying to stay out of that zone trap. Back up top, Rademacher. Quick ball move, but it's thrown away. The steal is made by Brady Brester. Third turnover for Loomis. In the backcourt with it is Gooch, and his pass knocked away by Rademacher. And driving in, Sundquist will be fouled before he can get the ball to the hoop. But Howells gave it up for the second time. The foul's going to be called on Brester. And that's the first foul of the game on Howells. So taking out in front of us, the Wolves will go up top to Sundquist, to Rademacher, back to his shooting guard, Kalen Anderson, to the right side, Rademacher. Tough shot, no good. Offensive rebound, pulled down Earsom. Earsom is fouled, and he will go to the line. First free throws of the game here for Loomis. Trying to use some power inside. And Brester picks up another one. So two quick ones there on Brester, the 6'1 junior. And Earsom's free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. As we said, throughout the season, Loomis has been a bad free throw shooting team. 50% for them is usually cause for a parade. They were 25 of 40 last night against Sterling, and a lot of those misses came after the game was no longer in doubt in the fourth quarter. But they missed both free throws here, and Jordan Brakacic gets the rebound. So Loomis has left some points out on the floor here at Pershing, and Howells helps them out by throwing it out of bounds, trying to get it to Trevor Bloom around the pressure. Each team now with three turnovers. Howells 12, Loomis 2, 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Houston and McNall will re-enter the basketball game for the Wolves. Coach Steve Johnson on one knee at the end of the bench here, trying to figure out how he can get his team closer in this game. One way is just to make some of their shots. Houston with the top of the circle, swings it over to McNall. Clay into the right-hand corner. One dribble, Anderson. Skip pass over to Houston. Houston, one dribble to the baseline. Kicks it back to Gray. Gray, a 19-footer, trying to bank it in. It's no good. He slaps the ball, and it's saved. It's loose. Now he's high up, and they're going to get Howells diving on it and getting the timeout. Jordan Brkacic grabbed the ball, and timeout called by Howells. 46 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 12-2 Howells on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns. The State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. As Howells nearly lost the ball there with Bloom, but they break the press, go to the other end, and make the layup with Trent Musty, who has six here in the quarter. And it is 14-2 Howells. 30 seconds to go in quarter number one. Ball out on the right wing with it. It is going to be Kalen Anderson. Dumps it into the corner to Houston. Back up top to McDonald. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. McNall comes into the paint, got fouled. He'll go to the line. On the arm, Trevor Bloom, his first, team's third. And McNall with the only bucket of the ball game here for Loomis. We'll try and get a couple of more free throws with 17 seconds remaining in the quarter. And he'll deep knee bend, fire, and no good. So a second free throw coming up. Loomis 0 of 3 here at the line in the first quarter of play. Second free throw now. Takes some time. Three dribbles. Puts it up and rolls in. So one free throw there for McNall. Makes it 14-3 Howells. 15 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Trying to break the press. They do into the front court to Brkacic. Holds the ball with 8 seconds down to the baseline, forcing the issue. They throw it through the paint. The little jump hook, no good. And on the rebound attempt, Brian Beyer is fouled. Off the must-knee miss with 2.7 to go here in the quarter. Howells is absolutely dominating the glass here in the opening 8 minutes. The fouls is on Matt Houston, his first. And just the second of the game on Loomis. But a chance to add to the lead, and the first of two is no good by Beyer. Second free throw coming up again with 2.7 to go here in quarter number one. And the second free throw on the way, and that one is good. Loomis will inbound the ball. Sundquist. Sundquist doesn't know how much time is left. Now he gets rid of it, but way after the buzzer. And a dominating first quarter by Howells of the D2 State Semifinals. The Bobcats 15, the Loomis Wolves 3. You're listening to the State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller of Houston's Body Shop. With over 30 years under our belt, we know that winter road conditions lead to more accidents than any other weather we see here in central Nebraska.
Simply put, there is no one else I trust. Eustace Body Shop has a great reputation for quality work, and they earned that reputation.
Be careful, as road conditions can turn for the worse in a hurry. But if you get into an accident, always remember, call us for a tow. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
And back to Pershing Auditorium, where Howells will get the ball to start the second quarter. Swing it into the right-hand corner here. Skip pass over the zone, and it goes out of bounds. So Howells with their fourth turnover here of the ball game. Loomis has three. Rebounds, Howells had 13, Loomis 5, according to my book, in the first quarter. Into Earsom, and as he dribbles down the paint, we got a blocking foul called on the Bobcats. And that one will be called against number 40, Jordan Brkacic, his first and the team's fourth. Three-point shooting, Howells 0 of 2, Loomis 0 of 3. And to inbound this, they throw it all the way in the backcourt to McNall. Free throw shooting, both teams 1 of 4 in the first quarter of play. Earsom again tries to back in, and Brkacic lost the handle and had to kick it back out on the wing to Anderson. Loomis just can't do anything against this taller Howells team as they take it inside. Fade away off the glass. Earsom hits it. Tough shot, but at least he got it to go. 15-5, and the pressure on. They believe Loomis, if they can pressure the ball on Howells, they've got a chance here, but the ball thrown all the way from the right side of the court to the left to Beyer. He'll throw over the top of the zone, and they keep it moving here, trying to keep them guessing. Bellina drives, leaves it off there for Gooch. Gooch drives baseline. That left-hand shot again, this time won't go. Rebound to Earsom. Outlet pass, Sundquist. Sundquist is fouled. Blocking foul, Trent Musney, his first, team's fifth. Brester, the only player with multiple fouls so far. He's got two for Howells. Foul came before the shot. And so they'll inbound the ball down on the baseline, kick it into the corner. Sundquist for three. He got it. Shane Sundquist with the three-point bucket to kind of get things going here for Loomis. They've got the first two buckets of quarter number two, and it's 15-8. Howells with the lead. They break the press, going all the way. Finger roll, missed the layup, but an offensive rebound by Brkacic, and a foul on Loomis. Loomis has got to find a way to box out the larger Howells Bobcats. They're getting multiple opportunities here. Matt Houston is called for his second foul. Third team foul on Loomis, and coming into the ball game will be Matt Gray. 15-8 Howells. Just not even 90 seconds into the second quarter. And to throw it in is Musney. Up top to Bellina. Bellina walk with the basketball. He looked to his left, just kind of that basic instinct off an inbounds play. Catch it, fire it to wherever you're going. And there wasn't anybody that he could throw it to. And Howells turns it over for the fifth time. So, Loomis, another key possession score here. They can cut this down to five after being down by 12. With it is Gray to Anderson. One dribble and then throws behind Gray. But there's McNall. Anderson had already dropped his head and headed back on defense. Now he comes back and gets the basketball. And then it's knocked out of his hands. Ball's loose. Picked up by Earsom. Kicks it out of the wing. Three-pointer. McNall is no good. Rebound brought down by Bellina. 1 of 5 from downtown to the ball game for Loomis. Putting a trap on Gooch. Gooch throws over the top of it to Bellina. Bellina into the left-hand corner. That's one thing they can do when they get in trouble. They can throw it over the shorter Loomis team here. Bellina gets it to the baseline, driving in for the little short jumper is Beyer off the glass and in. Howells is doing a good job of working the baseline. As the fast break down the floor here, looking for a transition bucket is Loomis. Ball comes loose. They get it back to Anderson in the right-hand corner. Tries to force it inside. And the ball came off a foot, but they didn't blow the whistle. It's going to be Howells basketball. And up the floor they come. 17-8 Bobcats. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, and Overton. And a double dribble at the other end called on Howells. So three turnovers in the quarter, six in the game. Here comes Kyle Rademacher in for Loomis. And that will put him on the floor as Anderson comes out with Gray, McNall, Earsom, and Sundquist. 17-8 Howells leading Loomis, who will need to come from behind for a second straight night. They had a big second quarter yesterday. They started well here with a couple of quick buckets. Now they have had a couple of empty trips. With it on the right wing is going to be McNall. Bounce pass into the paint. Earsom tries to make some room. Pushes off, fades away, and hits it. Earsom used his elbow to clear some room there on Brkacic, but gets his second bucket. And it's 17-10, and then Sundquist in the backcourt trying to knock it away from Musney. Got him on the arm, and Shane with his first personal foul. 17-10. Loomis trails here in the D2 state semifinal. The winner gets Giltner tomorrow night for the state championship at 8:30. Every state championship game is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Giltner is already in. Who will join them? Howells with the basketball. Out at the top of the circle is Musney. Musney swings it over to the left wing to Gooch. Gooch down to the left-hand corner to Brester. Back out Gooch. Long three. That comes off the heel. Long rebound. He got it back. Crashes into the paint. Leaves it off for a short jumper. And a foul will be called. Two free throws coming up for Brady Brester. But again, another second-chance opportunity there for the Bobcats. Howells, though, only 2 points through the first 3.5 minutes of the second quarter, but maintained the 7-point lead. Loomis has 7 points here in the quarter. The foul was called on Kyle Rademacher, his first, and the free throw is no good for Brady Brester. Last night, it was supposed to be a formality for Howells against the 8th seed and Western team out of Layton, considering Giltner bombed Hayes Center earlier in the day. Second free throw is up, and it is good for Brester. But Layton led 41-40 midway through the fourth quarter before Howells finally put him away 60-46. Here it's 18-10 Bobcats. Gray with it out top of the circle. Lobs it underneath, and out of bounds it goes. Way over the head of Shane Sundquist. Fifth turnover for the Wolves. Coming up at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll recap what's happened so far today at the state basketball tournament. Give you an update on the A game between Omaha Central and Lincoln North Star and the first half stats of our game. Championship Saturday tomorrow to wrap up the winter sports season. Gooch up top. They try to lob it inside. The ball deflected by Earson. Gets it into the hands of McNall. Howell's turnover number 7. McNall pulls up from 12, but it's off the rim and in. Who could have been maybe basket interference there, but give McNall the bucket. Matt Gray went up. He was going to try and tip it, and then it hit the rim again, and his hand got caught in the net. 18-12. Loomis trails by 6. And at the other end, a layup is up too strong by Brady Brester, and Rademacher with the rebound. And then too quickly up the floor, Loomis turns the basketball over. And now a foul on Sundquist. Boy, in a short amount of time, a lot happened there. Howells missed a layup to go 8. Then Loomis a chance to really get back in the game. Not only turns it over, but commits a foul. Shane Sundquist, who led them in scoring last night, has a 3-point bucket and 2 fouls so far in this game. 3.5 to go here in quarter number 2. And Bellina has it across the timeline at center court. Comes to a jump stop and gets rid of it to Musney. Back to Bellina. Left-hand dribble. Bounce pass to the wing and into the corner. It goes driving the baseline. They've been strong there. Throwing up a wild shot after he tripped was Luke Hegeman. And it went in. A big rainbow shot that went up to the top of the backboard and fell through. 20-12. Howells. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Long pass over to McNall. Back up top, they go to Anderson. Anderson dumps it into the right-hand corner to Gray. Gray guarded by Bellina. They'll get it back out top here. McNall tries to drive, dribbles it off a foot. Diving on it, the ball's loose. We'll get a jump, and the arrow points the way of Loomis. So they'll maintain possession. But the height and the reach of Howells has really been detrimental here to Loomis. They have not been able to figure it out. They need to stay close and hope to figure it out maybe later in the game as they did yesterday against Sterling. 72 points yesterday, 35 in the first half, only 12 so far here. Earson in the paint, kicks it out to McNall for the 3, and he got it. Clay McNall has 8 of the 13 of the 15 points for Loomis, and it's 20-15 with 2.5 to go here in the first half. The ball taken away by McNall, takes it in, and it's swatted out of bounds into the crowd by Matt Gooch. Gooch, who was the man that had the ball taken away, elevates at 6'4". Dare to say, if Gooch gets a breakaway, this boy can probably rattle the rim. Loomis, though, has the ball, and a bucket can make it a one-possession game. Into Gray, he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Matt Gray will look for his first points and try and improve the Loomis Wolves' free throw percentage. The foul is on Luke Hegeman, his first. And the team fouls are now even at 6 apiece. Howells 20, Loomis 15. And the first free throw is good. Matt Gray gets ready to shoot the second one, and in for Howells will be Brakacic and Musney. In Class A, after one quarter, it's Omaha Central 14 and Lincoln North Star 9. And now here comes Kelly Thorell into the game for the first time for Loomis. 2:20 to go, first half, 20-16 Howells, second free throw now for Matt Gray. And the lefty puts it up too strong. Rebound grab there by Brian Beyer. I have him for 7 rebounds here in the first half. He'll give it off to Gooch. Looking at the pressure, back to Beyer. Beyer in the backcourt, uses his dribble, throws it across the timeline to Musney. Musney waits for the traffic to go by, and now they'll set it up. Right wing to Bellina. Does a little ball fake, 2 minutes to go in the half. Takes it to the high post, kicks it off on the wing. Gooch for the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good, but the ball out of bounds off of Loomis. Good save by Anderson because Brian Beyer was right there to go with another offensive stick back. Howells is getting a lot of backside rebounds. Most of their misses, especially the three-point misses, are going over the rim, and they're right there for him. Tried to force the ball down low, and it's going to be taken away. It was in and out of the hands of Beyer. He flipped it back into the court of play, but it ended up in Earsom's hands. And here comes McNall. Step through, one-hand jumper, no good. Ball is tapped out into the hands of Matt Gooch. Saved there by Musney. He'll push it into the front court, back to Musney at the top of the circle. Decides to drive, kick it to the trailer, down the lane. Rattles in and out. How did that not go down for Beyer? And Matt Gray gets the rebound. Break for Loomis. Boy, Beyer had everything going, and now Gray, an open three, tries to bank it in way off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Matt Gooch is his 5th. Not many second-chance opportunities here in the first half for Loomis. At the other end, an offensive foul is going to be called on Brian Beyer. He started to make his move into the paint and put that offhand out and just cleared room and knocked the defender to the ground. Good job by Loomis to hold their ground. It was a 10-0 start for Howells. They were up 15-3 at the end of the quarter. Loomis has cut the 12-point lead to 4. They've got the ball. Earsom takes it right side of the lane. Knocked away, got it back. Kicks it out to McNall outside the arc. Tries to lob it underneath. Dangerous pass. Earsom got it, missed it. Rebounds Thorell. Annie over the rim. It is no good. And Trent Musney will come away with a rebound. So Loomis has had multiple opportunities to make it a one-possession game, but they cannot come up with it. Now the ball's loose. Kalen Anderson has it, and he's trying to get up the floor after some contact. 25 seconds to go in the quarter and the half. Anderson back up top, Gray over to McNall. McNall, long three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Anderson back up, no good, no foul. Brakacic with the rebound. And now Howells has a chance with 10 seconds to go. Brakacic hands it off to Gooch. Holds the ball at midcourt with 5. To Bellina. Bellina drives the left baseline. Kicks it back inside. And the jumper is up and in at the horn by Jordan Brakacic. And that will take us to halftime. Good play. Howells knew from practice, what to run in that instance. And they were able to get the open look as Bellina drew the double team and kicked it back into the paint to the 6'5 senior Jordan Brakacic. At the half, Howells 22, Loomis 16. You're listening to the D2 Boys State Basketball Semifinals, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Dealer.
It's GMC Truck Month at your GMC dealer in Kearney, Killian Motors. Come check out the 2012 GMC Sierra. No other 400 horsepower plus V8 truck can match its fuel economy. Or take a look at the 2012 Denali with its signature honeycomb front grille, 20-inch chrome wheels, and Bose center point surround sound system. It's awesome. GMC Truck Month is on at Killian Motors, 8th and Central Kearney.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeges, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to the Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, Howells 22 and Loomis 16. Taking a look at what happened earlier today in the state tournament. In Class A, it was Omaha South defeating Papillion 63-51. So the number 7 seed Omaha South will take a 20-9 record into the 6:30 final tomorrow against the winner of the Omaha Central Lincoln North Star game, which Central currently leads in the second quarter. In Class B, South Sioux City defeated Omaha Gross 71-60. Mike Gazelle, big day for him, 39 points of the game for the Iowa recruit, and Omaha Gross drops down to the consolation game. Scotts Bluff, a 61-60 winner in a great game over Beatrice, so Scotts Bluff in South Sioux City tomorrow at 1. In C1, two outstanding games this morning at the Devaney Center. It started our day with Wahoo edging Minden 73-69. Carson Bloom, who had a bad ankle after spraining it on Tuesday, played well yesterday, then re-injured it and hurt his other ankle in the first half and missed some significant playing time. The game was tied 29-29 at the half, and then Wahoo had a big third quarter outscoring Minden 21-10. They eventually got up by 14. But Minden didn't stop. They canned 13 three-pointers. Bloom had all 20 of his points in the second half as both teams shot right around 60%. But Wahoo able to hold on to win it 73-69, and they will play Boys Town, who won a back-and-forth game over Wahoo Bishop Newman 76-68. The Wahoo Boys Town game is the first one tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the Devaney Center. We will have the Minden Bishop Newman consolation game, third place game, here on Classic Hits tomorrow at 12 noon from Lincoln Northeast. In Class C2, Ravenna was a 79-50 winner over Hardington Cedar Catholic. 26 points, 9 rebounds for Connor Baronic, 15 points for Tyson Anderson. Trevor Saborn and Lucas Wilkie each had 10. And Ravenna will take on Lutheran High Northeast out of Norfolk. They were knotted up with North Platte St. Pat's with just a couple of minutes to go at 50-50, but Lutheran High wins it 58-51. Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast here on Classic Hits tomorrow at 4:30. In D1 to start the day, O'Neill St. Mary's hit a bucket with 3 seconds to go, and they said St. Mary's made the first bucket of the game to take the lead and the last bucket of the game, and that was the only other time they had the lead, and they won it 45-44 over Humphrey St. Francis. They will play Pawnee City tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pawnee City beat High Plains 52-31. And Giltner overcame a 7-point second-half deficit and went on a 16-0 run to put away Wynot 49-38. They'll play the winner of this game tomorrow at 8:30, the final championship game on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. If Loomis wins, we'll have it here on Classic Hits, and all 6 championship games also on ESPN Radio. At the half, Howells 22, Loomis 16. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with the first half numbers right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium. Time now to continue on with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half stats. First of all, for Loomis, Clay McNall leads the way with 8 points, 1 rebound. Kyle Rademacher has a rebound. Caleb Anderson, 1 rebound and 1 block shot. Shane Sundquist is at a 3-point bucket, the only one of the game for Loomis. That's his total, 1 rebound. Josh Earsom, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Matt Gray, 1 point. He has 2 rebounds, and Kelly Thorell has 1 rebound. 5 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Wolves, 0 of 3 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. 3 turnovers in each quarter. Foul situation, Shane Sundquist and Matt Houston each have 2. Loomis with 3 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second at the half, 16 points, 10 rebounds. 2 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from three-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers for the ninth-ranked team in the state. And in the seeding, they were the number 5 team, Loomis, here at halftime. A lot different than the 35 they had last night in the first half against Sterling. We'll look at the numbers for Howells right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
And let's take now a look at the first half numbers for the Howells Bobcats. Mitch Bellina has 2 rebounds. Brian Beyer leads the team with 7 points and 7 rebounds. Trent Musney, 6 points, all in the first quarter. He had 1 rebound. Matt Gooch, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. The boy can get in the air. Brady Brester, 1 point. Jordan Brakacic, 2 points and 5 rebounds. And Luke Hegeman, 2 points, 1 rebound. Howells pulled down 13 rebounds in the first quarter alone, 8 more in the second. The free throw shooting identical to Loomis, 1 of 4 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in each quarter. Turnovers, 3 in the first, 7 in the second. And that's what knocked Howells' offensive production in half. They had 15 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, 22 points, 21 rebounds, which was more than double of what Loomis has. 2 of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, which are all from Matt Gooch, and 10 turnovers for Howells. Foul situation, Brady Brester, the only player with 2. 25-1 second-ranked Howells leads 18-6 ninth-ranked Loomis at the half by a score of 22-16. Earlier today, Doc Sadler was let go as Nebraska men's basketball coach. An emotional press conference for him. Tom Osborne says all kinds of good things about the coach, but that it was time for a new direction for the program. He said the injuries had caught up to this team, but the losing had also hurt attendance and fan perception. And Doc Sadler is out as Nebraska men's basketball coach after exiting in the first round of the Big Ten Conference tournament last night. And also today, the Nebraska baseball team fell 11-8 in 11 innings to Cal. They were down 7-0, rallied to send it into extra innings, but could not win the game. The UNK baseball team drops their home opener to New Mexico Highlands this afternoon, 10-8. They'll play again a doubleheader tomorrow at Memorial Field. So those are some of the sports headlines today. We will take a break. And be back with second half action from the state tournament in just a minute. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business, home, residential. It's all there for you at Ravenna Sanitation. Howells 22, Loomis 16. The second half is next here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And in our other semifinal that is going on at this 9 o'clock hour in Class A. Number one, Omaha Central, is once again in a battle. They lead Lincoln North Star 25-19 at halftime. Ready to start the third quarter. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Doug Duda, our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns. Howells will get the ball, leading it 22-16 here at Pershing Auditorium. And we are underway with third quarter basketball. Howells had a great first quarter. Will they repeat it here to start the third? Bell into the right-hand corner to Gooch. Gooch puts the three up. It is no good. Another offensive rebound for Kocic. He loses the ball, tries to get it back, but is out of bounds. And it got physical underneath there in a hurry as Earsom grabbed the ball and then had it punched away. Howells does not put on backcourt pressure. That is not their specialty. They're big and physical and try to control you in the lane. So Loomis will have it. McNall swings it to Houston and throws it over his head and out of bounds. There was absolutely no one within 15 feet of Matt Houston, and those are the kinds of turnovers that will drive coaches batty. So both teams with a turnover to start this third quarter of play. Howells 11, Loomis 7 in that department. Up the floor, pull-up jumper by Musney, and he'll hit it. Trent Musney, first bucket since the first quarter, but he's got eight now, and it's 24-16, and Loomis dribbles it off their foot, but Anderson runs it down, swings it over to McNall, no-look pass into the paint, Earsom, fadeaway jumper over everything, offensive rebound, Houston, and he will be fouled by Bellina. Matt Houston getting his first rebound of the game, and Mitch Bellina was trying to fly over there and grab it as well. That'll be his first foul. Again, there's no one with more than two fouls in the game. Loomis to throw it in, out to Sundquist. But Sundquist had been very quiet after a big night last night on another turnover. So on the steal, Gooch will bring it across the timeline to Musney, to Bellina on the right wing. Mitch steps through the double team, kicks it back out top to the high post for Kocic. Kocic kicks it back out top, and they'll reset. With it is Trent Musney. Bounce pass right side, Bellina. Bellina to the high post for Kocic on the right elbow. Doesn't look to shoot. Back up top, they'll go Musney. One dribble. Skips it right side. Open jumper for three. Bellina, no good. Long rebound. Pulled down by Sundquist. Sundquist to the other end, and the runner in traffic is no good. And Matt Gooch will pull down his sixth rebound. Sundquist was taking that to the hole. It didn't matter if the Army was in front of him. He was going to take the shot. 24-16. Loomis back into that zone. Howells with an eight-point lead. They throw over the top of it for another three-pointer. This one is no good by Musney. And a foul called underneath on Kalen Anderson trying to muscle out the bigger Brian Beyer. And for Kalen, that'll be his second. Tough call there for Loomis. It's probably the right call, but it is very physical underneath. And Anderson had to use all his forces to move him. And Beyer gets the call. Here's Bellina coming into the paint. Little jumper, no good. Again, too much height here for Howells. But the shot blocked there by Earsom after the rebound was brought down by Beyer. And the ball rolls out of bounds to Loomis. So Josh Earsom has made, even if he's not getting the rebounds, he's made some nice plays after the offensive rebounds of Howells. Sundquist working on Gooch. Picks his dribble up the top of the circle. Goes to McNall. Bounce pass inside to Earsom. It's loose. He picks it up, and he's called for the double dribble. This reminds me a lot of the start for Minden this morning in the third quarter, where absolutely nothing looked right for the first 3 minutes. And that's what's happened here for Loomis. No points, three turnovers. They've committed a foul. Howells has extended the lead to eight. Bounce pass goes to Beyer. Up top, Musney. Musney to the high post. Pulls up from 13 and hit it. Trent now with 10 of the ball. Game the lead is back out to 10 for Howells. 26-16. Loomis up the floor. There was a foul. Didn't get it called, but it goes out of bounds as Sundquist lost the ball when his wrist got grabbed there. And Loomis will throw it into the front court. Only one timeout called by each team in the first half, so each have four remaining. McNall drives, bounce passes, a beauty to Earsom. The layup is good. And Josh Earsom with 6 points in the basketball game. First bucket of the second half comes at the 5:15 mark. Pressure in the backcourt. McNall knocks it away. Couldn't quite slap it off of Bellina, and it rolls out of bounds. They'll try it again. This is where Loomis, I mean, they shot lights out, but You can shoot lights out when you get a lot of layups, and they got a lot of them off turnovers last night against Sterling. Not so much here, although Howells has 11. Not a lot of those have been breakaway transition, and Howells will break the press here. Bellino will hold the ball at the top of the circle, leading it by 8 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bellino loses the ball, gets it over into the hands, tipped it just enough to get it to Musney. Trent, three-point land, goes to the baseline. Short jumper is no good. Gooch goes over the back to get the rebound, gives it off to Bukacic, and he'll score and draw the foul. Loomis a step late, and then they commit the foul. And it's not like there's a ton of people in there going for the rebounds each time. Usually it seems like two Loomis or two Howells and one Loomis almost every time. The foul is on McNall, his first. 28-18 Howells, 4:45 to go here in quarter number three. And Bukacic to shoot his first free throw of the evening. And it is up and it is in. 5 points now for Jordan Bukacic. He hit the last bucket of the first half. And now 3 points here in the third quarter. 29-18, 11-point lead. And Loomis has the ball knocked away. Goes into the stands over there on the baseline. And it'll be Houston to throw it in. Houston kicks it out to McNall. Skip pass up top to Earson. Tries to force it into the double team. Gets to Gray in the right-hand corner. His pass swatted out of bounds by Beyer. Howells keeps getting in the air, leaving their feet. Maybe Loomis drives into that. Good head and shoulder fake. Get him into the air. See if you can get a few more fouls on the Bobcats because they are overplaying everything. Leaping, jumping, leaving the ground. Houston on the low block. Trying to work Bukacic. Double team back out top to Sundquist. Sundquist works it to the right side for the three-pointer that's on the way. No good by McNall. Rebound brought down by Houston, and he is shoved to the ground. The foul will be called. Neither team has done well from three-point land. 1 of 8 for Loomis, 0 of 7 for Howells. And the foul is on Trent Musney, his second. Second team foul, and the inbounds pass all the way up top. Loomis not even really doing much off inbounds plays. McNall tries to bounce pass it inside, and again it's too low. Earson can't grab it. The loose ball picked up by Musney. And a foul called on Sundquist, his third, trying to shut off the sideline at midcourt. And for Sundquist, the third personal is also the third team foul. 29-18 Howells, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Loomis just 2 points in this quarter. They had three in the first. Gooch loses the dribble back up top to Bellino. Right side, they'll go to Musney. Bounce pass to the baseline. Once again, there is Beyer. Kicks it out top. Bellino, three-pointer is short, no good. Ball comes off of the rim and ricochets off of Beyer and goes out of bounds. The Boys State Basketball Tournament brought to you on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. And more substitutions now coming into the ball game for Howells. They will go with Brady Brester and Luke Hegeman. On the floor for Loomis is Rademacher, Houston, Earsom, McNall, and Gray. Once again, Loomis got to find some offense here. McNall at the top of the circle. Off the screen. Bounce pass to the high post. Houston dribbles right side of the lane. Off the glass and in. There's something we hadn't seen much of. Matt Houston with his first bucket of the ball game, 29-20. Howells in the backcourt. Gets it to Gooch. Gooch comes across the timeline. Goes to a jump stop and hands it back off to Musney. Musney, they try to trap him, but every time they try to throw the trap on the pass, ends up on the high post, and that's where Beyer is resting. Over on the right wing, they go to Brester. Deeper into the corner, Howells takes it back up top. McNall tips it away. The ball is loose. Howells had two players run into each other but didn't travel. They save it to Brester to the free throw line. The jumper is up and in by Brian Beyer. 31-20. Loomis had a great defensive series, but it was so good that it left Beyer open, and he's got 9. And another steal as they try to force it inside. Going to the other end, the layup is up, and it is good by Matt Gooch. 33-20, a 13-point lead for Howells. Quickly to the other end, Earson with a very quick shot from 10. It's no good. Gooch with his 8th rebound. Loomis had 6 turnovers in the first half. They had 5 in the first 4.5 minutes here of the second half. And Howells is now up by 13. Beyer takes it into the lane. jump pass into the corner for three. Hageman, it's off the mark, no good. Backside rebound brought down by Houston. Houston pushes it up the floor, around one, around two, throws up a wild shot, no good. Somehow the ball's tipped around and he'll grab it. Matt comes back in, trying to draw contact, can't. The ball rolls around the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Gooch. He's got nine in the game. Loomis trying so hard, nothing happening. And at the other end, a walk called on Hageman, who tried to dump it into the paint. Second turnover of the quarter, 12th of the game here for Howells. Again at halftime, Omaha Central led Lincoln North Star 25-19 in Class A. But not a lot for the Loomis Wolves fans to cheer about right now, as they have just 4 points here in the third quarter. They have been outscored 11-4. The lead is now out to 13 for Howells at 33-20. And we're down to 1:45 to go in the third quarter as Sundquist brings it into the front court. 24 last night, 2 tonight, or 3 tonight for Sundquist on the 3-point bucket. Lob it over to the right side to Anderson. Into the corner, tried to get it to Earson. The ball deflected off of him and out of bounds. So turnovers the story here in the third quarter. Loomis with as many turnovers in the third quarter as they had in the first half. That's 6. And Bellina will jog the ball off the floor here on Kelly Thorell. Thorell forces him to the right because he's a left-hander. Now he tries to drive in, and Sundquist got a hand on it. Bellina dives on it. He's able to save the ball over to Brester. You know Howells is going to be a scrappy team. Over to Hageman. Open three is on the way. It's good. The first three of the game for Howells comes from Luke Hageman. It is 36-20. Howells by 16. Right side Sundquist is going to be fouled by Gooch all the way down to the right-hand corner. First foul on Gooch. Loomis averages 57.5 points a game. Howells only gives up 38, and you can see why. They've held Loomis to 20 points. 1:03 to go, third quarter. The game has been moving along at a decent pace. We're starting a little late. Houston called for the double dribble on the inbounds pass. Steve Johnson has 4 timeouts remaining. Has not used one here during this run of the third quarter. And Howells with backcourt pressure will dump it into Beyer, who gets it right back into the hands of Hageman. Still in the backcourt, Brkacek to Hageman. Gets across the timeline on the right side. Stops in front of the Howells bench and gives it to Brkacek outside the arc. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Trevor Bloom also in there. He sets the pick. Try to get it inside to the big fella. Beyer drives, elevates, misses it. Another offensive rebound. Brkacek cannot connect, but he does draw the foul. A ton of offensive rebounds here in the ball game for Howells. The foul is on Matt Houston, his third, the fourth team foul for Howells, or for Loomis. And Howells at the line with Brkacek, 1 of 1, 2 of 2 after that one's up and in. And Matt Gray now comes in for Houston, 36 seconds remaining. Howells 37, and Loomis 20. Second free throw is on the way, and it is in. So Brkacek hits them both. He's got 5 in the quarter, 7 in the game. It's 38-20. Sundquist pushes it up the floor. The height does not allow Loomis to get many clean looks at a 3. And Anderson has to go all the way back out top to Gray. Gray between the circles, 20 seconds to go. Goes to Sundquist. Shane, 1 dribble. Looks for the pass. Throws over the top of the zone there to Anderson. Back to Sundquist. Sundquist to the baseline, has an open look. 10-footer, though, is no good. Rebound tipped up into the air. Run down there by Kalen Anderson. Down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Gray just has to shot put one up there. It's no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. And a very impressive third quarter for Howells as they outscore Loomis 16-4. At the end of 3, Howells 38, Loomis 20. You're listening to the state basketball tournament brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
Now here's 2 truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And Lewis gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, but just like Howells to start the third quarter, they're going to turn it over. And that is turnover number 14 for Loomis. Howells tries to get it to Brkacik. He puts the big right paw out there and reels in the wide pass. Howells in command, 38-20, and a foul way out top here on the Loomis Wolves. You had a case last night where Howells didn't play their best and Loomis did play their best. And tonight, Loomis couldn't play the same. Howells was obviously going to play a little bit better, and that's what they're doing. McNall with his second foul. But, I mean, Loomis's defense, give them credit. They have held Howells to 38. It's not like they're blowing anybody out. On the right side with it is going to be Musney. High post to Beyer. So strong. Loomis just can't knock the ball away. 10 points for Musney, 9 for Beyer, 7 for Brkacik. For Howells, leading Loomis, Clay McNall with 8-6 for Josh Earsom. And we've already whittled down 1 minute here in the fourth quarter. That's what Howells wants to do, get that clock running and get on to a state final matchup with Giltner tomorrow night. Here's a lob down low. Brkacik has it. He'll miss it off the feed from Beyer. Rebound brought down by Kalen Anderson. Scoops it ahead, and a timeout called by Loomis. It's a 30-second timeout. They'll have three remaining. 6:48 to go in the game. It's Howells 38, Loomis 20. The state basketball tournament brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Loomis basketball out of the 32nd timeout, trying to get it inside, drive into the double team is what they've been doing, and trying to bounce pass it or lob it over the top. And with the height, they usually bounce pass it. Here's Anderson in the right-hand corner for the three. It is no good. And on the rebound attempt, there's a whistle. And it looks like this foul is going to go on Howells. It's going to go on Trent Musney, his third. Couldn't see what happened underneath. Just must have been a little pushing on the rebound. Inbounds to Kelly Thorell. Goes high in the air and then has his shot rejected by Brian Beyer. That is the fourth block shot of the game for Howells. Thorell was trying to catch and shoot all at once, but he didn't grab it cleanly. And at the other end, Howells will turn the basketball over, trying to get it into the hands of Beyer. That is turnover number 13 for Howells. 14 in the game for Loomis. Walking the ball across the timeline is Clay McNall. McNall brings it to the top of the circle. Hands it off to Brian Beyer. To Kalen Anderson. Anderson on the left elbow. Houston spins into the lane, draws some contact. He'll go to the line. Matt Houston will make his first trip to the free throw line. Loomis is 2 of 6 at the line. Howells 5 of 9 after hitting all three from Brkacik in the third quarter. The foul is on Jordan Brkacik, his second. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece, and Houston puts the first free throw on the way, and it is short. Kyle Rademacher now comes in for Loomis. Free throws a problem all year. Loomis back to state for the first time since 2007. Was trying to make their first final since 2005. They were there in 04 and 05. Free throw was missed. Anderson with the offensive rebound. Tries to make a pass, and Matt Gooch just swats the ball out of bounds again. Gooch, pretty impressive specimen here for Howells. And Gooch headed on to play some football as well. Up top with it is going to be Kalen Anderson. Over to Houston, fakes the three, takes a dribble, puts up a 15-footer. It's off the mark, and out of bounds it goes. It's just one of those nights. Loomis has had so few looks. I mean, this 20 points is way low. Now, their previous season low, Giltner in the district final, 36 and 35 against Arapahoe just after the holiday break. And as they try to steal the basketball away, a turnover, doesn't matter if it's a steal, they're going to call a travel on Howells. And Loomis will get the ball, but we have played 2.5 minutes here in the fourth quarter. The score has not changed. Howells 38 and Loomis 20. I think, again, if you would have told Loomis that they'd given up 38 points right now, they could survive with that, but would never expect it to be on 20 right now. Anderson on the right wing, skip pass over to McNall. McNall had 8 in the first half, nothing since. And another steal is made. There is Mitch Bellina stepping in front of the pass to make the steal. Howells in the backcourt. Jump pass into the front court to Bellina. Bellina gets it down inside to Brkacic. Swings it out on the right baseline. Driving in Musney. Throws up the off-balance jumper as there was some contact. And as they fight for the loose ball, a foul is called. Well, at this pace, the D2 final tomorrow night might be 18-17. Giltner and Howells. The way they like to play basketball, they can score, but they win their games with defense. And a foul on Matt Houston is his fourth. And it is the sixth team foul, so take it out one more time here. Throw it up top. McNall went for the steal, and it's run down by Bellina just over the timeline. Runs it down the backcourt, brings it up, goes to Brkacic, and Jordan lays it up and in. Too much height, too much power. We noticed it early on for Howells. We just didn't realize how much of a mismatch it was going to end up being tonight. 40-20. Lob it up top to Sundquist. Dribbles to the high post, brings it in the paint, tries to draw the foul, no whistle, the ball goes out of bounds. And then fighting for the loose ball, they will call a foul on Howells. Team fouls are now even at 6 apiece. It's the fourth on Trent Musney. And Musney's going to check out. They don't need him anymore anyway. And Luke Hegeman will come in. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Overton. And PlatteRiverPreps.com, they lob it inside. Earsom finally gets to grab one, put it up and in. He's got 8, but that's the first bucket here of the fourth quarter. Only 6 points in the second half for Loomis. 40-22. They're still trying out there to trap Bellina. The ball tipped away by Rademacher, and the steal is made. Up the floor, numbers aren't there. Kick it out for a 3. McNall in and out, no good. Earsom rebound. He's fouled on the putback by Gooch. And free throws coming up for Josh Earsom. He is 0 of 2 at the line. 8 points. And the foul on Gooch will be his second. And a timeout on the floor by Howells. 4:10 to go in the basketball game. This D2 semifinal. Howells 40, Loomis 22. The state tournament brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck at the state basketball tournament this week. We are proud of the successful seasons that Shelton, Gibbon, Wood River, and Kennesaw had this winter and look forward to supporting and reporting on all spring activities in the Shelton Clipper, Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to www.clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, Wood River, and Kennesaw. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates?
Back here on Classic Hits with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns. Doug Duda with you here at Pershing Auditorium as Josh Earsom gets ready for 2 free throws. The first one is up, and it is in. 9 points for Josh. The next to last day of the winter sports season. Championship Saturday tomorrow, all 6 finals on ESPN Radio. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Beyer. Now also tomorrow, the Ravenna game in C2, the Giltner game in D2. We'll have on AFM Ravenna here on Classic Hits. Giltner on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll also have the Minden Consolation game against Bishop Newman on Classic Hits tomorrow at noon. And a walk going to be called here on Gooch. He took an extra step as he looked into the paint. Nowhere to go with it. And took the step. 16 turnovers now for Howells, 15 for Loomis. But Loomis's shooting percentage drastically different than last night. 72 last night, 23 tonight with 3:45 to go. McNall to the baseline, runs out of room, bounce pass underneath, gets the layup, up and in for Earsom. That's what Loomis has been trying to do all night long, just haven't had a whole lot of success. 40-25, 3:30 to go. Howells into the front court, Gooch fires underneath, Hegeman's there, and the short jumper is good. So they break the press, and they get the rewards for it, hitting the layup, 42-25. Left wing with it, McNall weaves his way in, takes a tough jumper, no good. Ball tipped out to Luke Hegeman, and then a foul called with 3:13 to go. For just a moment there, Loomis made back-to-back buckets, forced the turnover. You thought maybe, but just that quickly, the fire is doused, and Kyle Rademacher with his second foul. Both teams are now in the bonus, and Hegeman is at the line to shoot the one-and-one. He has not been to the line, but he does have 7 points right at his season average. And the free throw is up and good. 43-25 Howells. 3:13 remaining in the state semifinal for Loomis. Looks like they're going to play Why Not tomorrow at 2, and that's at Lincoln Northeast. Free throw is up, and it is in. So Hegeman hits them both. 44-25. Lobbed in. McNall gets it to Earsom. It goes off his hands. And out of bounds, they double-check the refs to make sure that it wasn't tipped. And they say no, it's off Loomis. And so off the inbounds pass, 3 minutes to go. Ball into the hands of Brester, throws it to the right wing, and we've got another timeout called here by Howells. 2:53 to go in the game. Howells 44, Loomis 25. The state tournament brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And after the 32nd timeout here by Howells, Coach Scott Lamberty going over a little bit more strategy. Maybe to slow this down, run the clock, and get out of here and get to the state final. But instead, they're going to take it down low. Bounce pass is knocked away. Steal is made. Howell's fifth turnover of the quarter. Sundquist to the other end. He walked with the basketball. He was headed into the paint. And there were a couple of big trees waiting for him there. And Loomis gives the ball right back. 44-25. Been a fairly uneventful game because Howells jumped out 15-3. Loomis cut it to 20-16. It was 22-16 at the half. And Loomis never got any closer because they've had just 4 points in the third quarter of play, and they've got just 5 here in the fourth. And another foul committed by the Wolves. And it's going to go on Matt Houston, and that is it for Matt. The 6'1 senior has fouled out. 2 points of the ball game. 4 rebounds. He tried to come out with some energy in the second half and did. It just wasn't much going offensively tonight for the Wolves. And at the line, Brian Beyer to shoot the 1-1. He's 1 of 2, has 9 points, looks for double digits. The free throw is up, and it is good. 9 rebounds for Beyer, 9 rebounds for Gooch, 7 for Brakacic, and the 4 for Houston tied for the team high. Second free throw now, Beyer. That's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Josh Earsom. So Loomis, deep in the football playoffs, deep in the basketball playoffs, but going to be knocked out here in the semifinals as McNall is fouled, taking it to the hoop. Clay had 8 in the first half, has not scored here in the second half. He'll get a couple of free throws on the second foul on Brian Beyer. 2:20 to go, 45-25. Howells the free throw. He is dancing around, and it goes. 9 points now for McNall. Here comes Jordan Brakacic back into the ball game for the Bobcats. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Jordan Brkacic, his eighth. And it will be Howell's basketball. Into the front court they go with Trent Musney. Musney kicks it back out to Bellina. 2:05 to go in the game. Howells. Ball between the circles here to Musney with 2 minutes to go. Howells is going to play Giltner tomorrow night for the state championship. Loomis will play Why Not tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast. Howells will swing it into the right-hand corner. Bellina playing keep away now with a minute 45 to go. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Howells fans starting to applaud. They know they've got this one in the bank, and it just wasn't meant to be tonight for Loomis. They will be held to a season low by far. It's at 26 with 90 seconds to go. Brkacic with it down low, but kicks it back out top. Howells is content to run the last 2 minutes, and Kalen Anderson says that's enough of that. Reaches in, commits the foul. Howells will go to the line. Loomis is ready to clear the bench. Kalen Anderson with his third personal foul. Ninth team foul, and here comes the subs for Loomis. Kelly Thorell, Morgan Patterson, Evan Dow, Josh Taylor, and Matt Gray are on the floor right now. And at the line, Trent Musney to shoot the 1-1. First trip to the line, he's got 10 points. And the free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Gray. And they clear it out, so Gray will walk it across the timeline, a minute 15 to go. Matt stops, fires it to the right side to Taylor. Taylor back up top, he'll go to Thorell. Swings it back to the right side, just looking for a shot. Evan Dow. Dow hit a three in last night's game early on. Kind of a big three in that second quarter. Skip pass over to Taylor. Dump it in the corner to Patterson. Jumper on the three, a foul called. We'll send Evan down to the line to shoot three free throws. Mitch Bellina, his second. And three free throws for Evan Dow. Try and get Loomis at least into the 30s with some free throws and maybe a bucket here before the end of the game. 52 seconds remaining. And the first one is on the way, and it is good. With 3 points in the first quarter, four in the third, that's just way too much to overcome for Loomis. Second free throw up, and it is in. And now Howells is going to clear the bench. Most of these kids have been in. Jesse Faltis, Grady Brester, Garrett Ruskamp, and Luke Hegeman check into the ballgame. Staying in is Trevor Bloom. And the second free throw now coming up for Trent Musney. Howells come out with a businesslike approach. And led from start to finish is the third free throw, no good. So Dow went 2 of 3. The rebound to Hegeman. Into the front court, Bloom. He'll find Faltis. Faltis tries to get it inside. The ball deflected and stolen away. Evan Dow finally finds the handle on that one. Brings it across the timeline to Gray with 35 seconds to go. Swings it out to Dow on the left wing. Trying to set a screen. Nothing there. Bounce pass over to Patterson. Into the right-hand corner to Taylor. Taylor back out top to Gray, 24 seconds to go, trying to get a shot. They'll go to Patterson in the left-hand corner. Down to the low block, Thorell. Thorell turn around, off the glass, too strong. Rebound brought down by Faltis. And a timeout here for Howells because they want to get some kids in. That's all they want to do. Checking in will be Devin Risch and Mitch Kampschneider with 13 seconds to go. We'll just go ahead and keep it here. Howells is ready to go, and so is Loomis. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, and it should be a great one tomorrow. D2 defending champion Giltner against the D1 defending runner-up in Howells. Bloom brings it into the front court here for the Bobcats, gives it off to Ruskamp. Back out to Faltis. He's holding the ball, and there will be no shot, and the game is over. And the Howells Bobcats defeat the Loomis Wolves by a score of 45-28. We'll take a break and be back with the final numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it?
with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See CappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And it's another state final for Howells. They've been bunching them up in football, and they're starting to do it in basketball. Doug Duda with you here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports continuing to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions or are ready to order baseball, softball, or track gear for the spring and summer, contact their main office at 728-5261. Howells jumped out to a 15-3 first quarter lead. Loomis cut it to 4. It was 6 at halftime, but then Howells outscored Loomis 16-4 in the third quarter, and it was never close after that, 45-28. Let's take a look at the numbers for the ball game. First of all, for the Loomis Wolves, I had Clay McNall leading the team tonight with 9 points, 1 rebound. Kyle Rademacher, 1 rebound. Kalen Anderson had 4 rebounds and a block. Evan Dow had 2 points. Shane Sundquist, after the 24-point performance last night, was held to 1 3-point bucket in the ball game this evening and 2 rebounds. Josh Earsom, let's correct that. McNall was not the leading scorer. Earsom ends up being the leading scorer with 11, so he got into double figures, 11 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Matt Gray, 1.3 rebounds. Kelly Thorell, a rebound. And Matt Houston, 2 points and 4 rebounds in the basketball game. 10 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Loomis. They were 2 of 6 in the first half of play. In the second half, all of their free throws were in the fourth quarter of play, where they were 4 of 9. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half and 11 in the second half. Loomis had 16 points at halftime. They're held to 12 in the second half, and Loomis is knocked out of the state semifinals with their lowest offensive output of the year, 28 points, 21 rebounds, 6 out of 15 at the free throw line, 1 of 11 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 17 turnovers. Loomis falls to 18-7 and will play Wynot tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the third-place game at Lincoln Northeast, and we are working on getting that game on the air. If we can get that on the air, it will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. So Loomis fans, that'll be 94.5 FM and still on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll look at the final numbers for Howells right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Fiddling with the radio, hot coffee on my lap, and as wrong as it is, talking on the phone. These are all little distractions when driving. Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. All of us know that little distractions, although they may seem small, can be the cause of a traffic accident.
Taking my car to Eustace Body Shop for repair was painless. They fixed it exactly when it was scheduled and lent me a car. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Our experienced people are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us on Facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And we are back here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Howells has been pretty balanced all year long, and they were again tonight. Mitch Bellina running the point, ends up with no points but 2 rebounds. Jesse Faltis had a rebound. You had 4 players that scored either 9 or 10 points. Brian Beyer, 10 points, 9 rebounds, a block. Trent Musney, 10 points, 1 rebound. Matt Gooch, 6 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks. Brady Brester, 1.1 rebound. Jordan Brakacic, 9 points, 8 rebounds. Luke Hegeman, 9 points and 3 rebounds. Really good job of controlling the boards tonight for Howells. They ended up with 21 rebounds in the first half. I think just 13, if my count is right here, in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 6 of 8 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half and 8 in the second half. 6 of those, though, were in the fourth quarter when this game was decided. 22 points in the first half, 23 of the second half, and Howells finishes with 45 points, 34 rebounds, 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, 1 of 10 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 18 turnovers. One thing that shouldn't go overlooked, Loomis did play pretty good defense tonight. Howells, 45 points, one of their lowest outputs of the season. As I scan here, there's a couple of 43s throughout the year and a 44, and then this 45, so their fourth lowest output of the season, but it's enough to go to 26-1 and go back to the state championship game. Last year it was in D1. Tomorrow it's in D2 against Giltner as they win it 45-28. We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
It's GMC Truck Month at your GMC dealer in Kearney, Killian Motors. Come check out the 2012 GMC Sierra. No other 400 horsepower plus V8 truck can match its fuel economy. Or take a look at the 2012 Denali with its signature honeycomb front grille, 20-inch chrome wheels, and Bose center point surround sound system. It's awesome. GMC Truck Month is on at Killian Motors, 8th and Central Kearney.
In Class A, they're in the fourth quarter. Omaha Central has got that lead up to 10 at last check over Lincoln North Star. That's the only game that is still going on at this hour over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Let's take a look at what has happened here. We might get a chance to get a comment or two here from Steve Johnson, even though a rough loss tonight for his ball club. Here's what's happened today at the state tournament, in case you missed any of it. In Class A, Omaha South knocked off Papillion, so they knock off number 2 Norfolk and number 3 Papillion to make it to the finals, 63-51. They play at 6:30 tomorrow against, most likely it looks like, Omaha Central. In B, South Sioux City beat Omaha Gross 71-60. Scotts Bluff edged Beatrice 61-60. The B final tomorrow is at 1. In C1, two great games today. Wahoo 73-69 over Minden. Boys Town over Bishop Newman 76-68. That game starts our championship Saturday at 9 a.m. In C2, Ravenna beat Hardington Cedar Catholic 79-50. And Lutheran High Northeast beat North Platte St. Pat's 58-51. The final tomorrow at 4:30 here on Classic Hits. In D1, St. Mary's beat Humphrey St. Francis 45-44. And Pawnee City beat High Plains 52-31. That final is at 11. And Giltner beat Wynot 49-38. And they will play Howells tomorrow night at 8:30. And Coach Steve Johnson joins us here. And, Coach, we didn't talk about it, broadcaster and media to Coach, but the feeling for a lot of folks was last night, you guys played such an outstanding game. It's hard to repeat. Howells didn't play one of their best games, so they were going to be a little bit fired up, and it looked like it really showed in the first quarter tonight.
Yeah, you know, we came out, and, you know, I think it took a lot out of us last night. We just looked a step slower, and, you know, they knew what they wanted to do, and, you know, they just attacked us, and, you know, we just didn't have an answer.
I don't know if the kids said anything or if you maybe overheard them talking a little bit. We know Howells is big and physical and strong, but they looked bigger and more physical and more strong maybe than the kids would have thought. Did that come through tonight?
I think it really did. You know, Sterling was big last night, but they weren't strong like this. You know, they were just great athletes on the floor, you know, all five spots. And we just didn't have anyone that could match up with them. You know, as much as we tried, you know, they just neutralized what we wanted to do.
It was obvious that when they started to take away even the three ball, you wanted to get that ball up to the high post, either one more pass down to the low block or get the spin in there. And not only are they big and strong and have long arms, but they seem to have enough quickness to figure that out, too.
You know, that with that Gooch kid on top, you know, long, athletic. You know, I thought he really controlled the game, both offensively and defensively. You know, he may not have scored a lot of points, but he controlled the tempo. And, you know, on the defensive end, he just caused us all sorts of problems.
Everyone was going to want to know from you, since you played Giltner and Howells here now in the last three ball games, was it similar at all? And do you see where one team has an advantage tomorrow?
You know, I think Howell's strength, Howell's strength is going to cause Giltner some problems. You know, they can probably match up with the Ott kid pretty well inside. You know, and I don't know if Giltner's second, third post options are going to be able to match up with what Howells can do. You know, it should be a great game. You know, it's probably going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be, you know, low 40s. First team hits 50, you'll probably win it, I would guess.
Well, it's been a great season. It's not over. The kids will get to come back and play one relaxed tomorrow against a Why Not kid, a Why Not team that also has a couple of big kids inside. I think you're right, though. They're tall and athletic, but they're not the bulk of what you saw tonight.
You know, no. You know, we haven't seen a team like Howell's. I mean, just watching them warm up, I mean, they're just, you know, you can tell that they're a football team. And, you know, and they do a great job on the basketball court. They're so athletic. You know, if you weren't coaching against them, you know, they're fun to watch, just the way they play.
Well, Steve, a great game last night. Didn't go your way tonight, which you played the two teams here that have played in the state final over your last three games, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow to wrap up the season, and appreciate you giving us a couple minutes here after tonight's semifinal.
All right. Well, thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Steve. We'll take that and wrap up our semifinal Friday here from the Pershing Auditorium. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, continuing to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area as we get ready for spring. Again, the final score here, Howells 45 and Loomis 28. We will have the Minden and Loomis games, both from Lincoln Northeast tomorrow, Minden at noon, Loomis at 2, and all the championship games on ESPN Radio, plus the Ravenna C2 final at 4:30 here on Classic Hits, and the D2 final with Gilder at 8:30 on the Breeze. As always, thanks to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school hoops. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda from Pershing Auditorium. Howells 45, Loomis 28. They'll play Giltner for the state title tomorrow. Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow for Championship Saturday from the Devaney Center in Lincoln.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet. I want to